The good news is that we're at the Florida Folk Festival. Right. The good news is that you've already had a good time. The good news is it's only Friday night. The other good news is that there's going to be some storytelling right now. Thank you. And the other good news is I'm not going to do it. Virginia Rivers, Kim Rivers, and Nancy Crockford are coming out here right now, and they're going to tell you are some stories. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know that they know the answer to that. But they are a close-knit storytelling family. And you know, storytelling is a folk tradition. People who learn the stories from through the verbal, the oral tradition, and then pass them on, preserve the stories just like a fiddler does old fiddle tunes or a banjo player does old jokes, something like that. Prize tonight for the best banjo player joke. Send the jokes backstage, judge them. I'll announce the winner later. If you're interested in winning a hammered dulcimer, go up to the FOF booth. They're having a raffle. Let's see. It's one ticket for $1 and six tickets for $5. And the guy who came out, Lee came out and said, it's a small hammered dulcimer. And I said, well, show me, Lee. And I think he said about like this. So I did my hands like this, and I was walking out on stage, and I forgot to keep my hands like this. But I think it's about like that. But it's a hammered dulcimer. It's got all the strings and everything. It's got a little stand to put it on. It's got hammers. I think you have to supply your own talent. I think that's the only thing. Now, we need wires here, right? Do we need wires here? You don't need the... Oh, I'm sorry. Storytelling time. Welcome the storytellers. Sorry. Wow.
Thank you, Ernie.
Thank you. I'm Virginia Rivers, and this is my daughter.
I'm Kim Rivers, and this is my bestest buddy, Nancy Crockford, and a very talented signer and interpreter. The story that we'll tell you this evening comes by the same route that our family traveled. Started in Spain, and then Cuba.
And then right here to Tampa and Ybor City, where our families immigrated, right about the turn of the century.
And I know that cigars are experiencing a great resurgence in popularity, but that's what brought the family in 1905, was hand-rolling cigars.
My grandmother was a cigar maker, and the good thing was that she got home at 3:00 in the afternoon, and the bad thing was that as a preschooler, she gave me my bath. And she was the scrubbinest woman you ever saw. And I used to yell and scream when she would just scrub my hair, and she would bribe me. And she would tell me this story, which I have since come to know is told in almost every Latin American or Spanish-speaking country in the world, called Cucarachita Martinez. So if I would be quiet, if I would let her wash my hair, she would let me cover myself with her wonderful lavender powder and tell me the story of Cucarachita Martinez.
The most beautiful cockroach in the whole wide world. Some of you look at me disbelievingly, but it is so. Roaches are underappreciated. Cucarachita Martinez was particularly beautiful. Every one of her legs was shapely. Her antennae were long and straight and curly at the ends. She had big black eyelashes. And when Cucarachita Martinez stood in the sun, her wings shone like rainbows, and she was single and shopping.
One day, Cucarachita Martinez was sweeping her front porch and sidewalk, just like my grandmother always did, and she looked down.
Yay, 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 yay. Mira pa' eso. Looky there.
Ay, encontré dinero. I found some money. Oh. She picked it up. Now, what will I buy with this money? I could buy some dulces. Or Cucarachita Martinez loves sweet chocolates. But then they'll all be gone. I but I could buy some powder. Polvo. Lavender powder. So she went to the bodega, to the store, and she bought herself a big tin of lavender powder with a big, fluffy, furry powder puff.
And she ran back to her casita as fast as a roach can run. 80 miles an hour. Look it up. It's in a book. She jumped in the shower. La cucaracha. She scrubbed her antenna with Clairol herbal essence. Ay, 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 ay. Jumped out, toweled off, threw the towel over the door.
And then she began to put on her lavender powder.
Like this. Poof, 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 poof. Under the neck, poof, poof, behind the back. Poof, 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 all her legs move. Poof, 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 she boofed and boofed and boofed till the entire bathroom was filled with great, white, billowing clouds of perfume powder. She opened a ventana.
And then she went to the closet. Oh, Cucarachita Martina had loved flashy clothes. She took out her green emerald dress, the satin one with the big polka dots and a big ruffle at the bottom, and she slipped it over her head.
And then she began the beautification process. Mm-hmm. She took out the mousse and fixed her antenna long and straight and curly at the ends.
And she curled her eyelashes.
Flick, flick, on came the mascara on those long, luscious lashes. Flick, 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 flick. She flicked and flicked till it looked like two big old tarantulas were on top of her eyeballs. And a little lipstick.
And now Cucarachita was just about ready to take her guitarrita, her little guitar, and go out on el portal, on the porch, to sing.
And on date night, she sang a song that we will teach you if you promise to use absolute caution when executing this terrific feat. It's a magic dating song, and it goes like this.
A ring ching ching, a ring ching ching, a ring ching ching ching, ching ching.
And just like magic, it worked. Inmediatamente, poof, along came a caballo. He had a big, broad chest, long Fabio black hair, four sturdy, muscular, pit bull gym kind of legs.
Ooh, muy guapo, really good looking.
Ay, Cucarachita Martinez, que linda tu luces.
Ooh. Gracias.
That's what she said every time someone said how pretty she looked. She fanned herself. And you would think that the horse would ask her out, but no, not. He asked her to marry him, skipped the whole dating thing, went for the big one. Now he was handsome. She wanted to just say, si, but she couldn't.
She had to remember what her auntie had advised her long ago. She had an aunt who always gave her good advice. She had said,
Cucarachita, no se case con nadie. Hasta que tú sabes cómo te va a hablar.
Don't be marrying anybody till you know how they're going to talk to you.
And of course, Cucarachita Martinez always said to her aunt, sí, tía, sí. And so, that's the question she asked of that handsome horse. ¿Cómo tú haces?
But when he cut loose, boom, she was in the house.
Ay, no, my horse, ay, qué susto.
Much too noisy. So she sang the magic dating song again.
And you can sing it along with me. Ring, ching, ching, ring, ching, ching, ring, ching, 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 ching.
No sooner had she sung it than along came a guy who had a lot to eat, and roaches love to eat. She knew because he had a big stomach. No, he had a really big stomach. Okay, I lied. He had a huge stomach that was so big that as he walked, it swung back and forth in front of him and rubbed against the ground, but he had the cutest curly tail.
Cucarachita Martinez. Que linda tu luces, baby.
Well, a compliment is a compliment, even if it's from a pig. Gracias.
Now, when he asked her to marry him, it was tempting, even though he didn't smell really good, because he had a lot to eat, but she had to ask the important question.
¿Cómo tú haces?
Well, this pig cut loose, squealing like sausage season in South Carolina. Wee! 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 Wee!
Ay, no, no me gusta. I don't like that.
Boom. Inside the casa again. Se cerró la puerta. Pacta. Se miró por los mini blinds. And when the pig went away, she came out because she had cabeza dura like the women in our family. Hard head.
And she sang. A ring ching ching. A ring ching ching.
Well, guy after guy came along that night. There was el gallo, kikiriki. There was el perro, woof, 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 woof. There was el toro, moo. They all had big mouths. She couldn't stand the thought of marrying someone and living with that kind of voice. But she did not give up because she had cabeza dura. She picked up the guitarrita, boofed a couple times, wiped the flakes of mascara out from under her luscious lashes and went out on her portal. Ready?
A ring ching ching, a ring ching ching, a ring ching ching ching, ching ching.
It was a magic dating song. That's why I cautioned you early. Because it worked this time like all the others, but this guy, I wouldn't have noticed. Because he was tiny, he was itty bitty. Weak, weak, weak. It was Ratoncito Perez, Little Mouse Perez. Oh, he was cute, cute, cute. He liked her, but had never even said ni hola. He would follow her in the grocery store and peek out at her from behind the oranges. Don't try that at home. They'll call it stalking. But today was different. The perfume, the lashes, the music drew him like a magnet.
So when he came up,
weep, 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 weep.
Ay, qué mono, how cute he is.
Weep, weep,
I think I like him.
Weep, coo, 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 coo. Cucarachita.
Sí.
Qué linda tú luces.
Oh, I look beautiful. Oh, thank you, thank you. Muchas gracias.
He traced circles in the sand with one pink paw, took all of his courage.
Weep.
And pop the question.
Weep. Tú te casas conmigo?
Oh, she wanted to answer immediately yes, but she knew what she had to do. ¿Cómo tú haces?
Honeys, when she asked what kind of noise he made, he squeaked out a symphony of love.
Weep, 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 weep. Que tú eres muy inteligente.
Oh, yes, I am smart. I know that.
Oui, 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 oui. Que tú eres muy fuerte.
Ah, yes, I am strong. I know that too.
Oui, oui, que. Que te amo.
Ay, he loves me. Qué simpático. How cute. How lovely. Oh, but I'm going to have to ask him the question. I think I'm afraid. What if it's the wrong answer? Well, here goes. ¿Cómo tú haces?
Así, mi amor, like this, my love.
Weak, 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 weak.
¡Ay, qué bueno! ¡Sí, sí, 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 sí! ¡Ay, sí, que me gusta! ¡Ay, sí! Sí, ratoncito, yo me caso contigo.
And that's the same in any language. They were married that day. They moved to her house. Her house was bigger. She had a 3-car garage, a refrigerator with an ice maker and water in the door, widescreen TV, a lazy boy with a holder for the remote control. It was a good life. And from then until the day that they died, they lived like married couples do. Mostly.
Happily ever after.
Great listening. Ms. Nancy Crockford on the violin. And terrific interpretations. Let's hear it for our silent storytellers, please. Ready, Freddies? Yeehaw!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for storytelling time, Kim. Excellent.